Within 30 days, other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offers. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/14.
All roads lead to Central, Central Cadillac. It's the Central difference that keeps you coming back. In the heart of the city, the lap of luxury. All roads lead to Central, Central Cadillac, Cadillac, Central.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping up our show here, week 9 of the NFL upon us, the 8th game for the Browns, who had their bye back in week number 4, obviously, and after this one, only 2 more games till Josh Gordon returns. Be interested to see where the Browns are then. Doug Martin officially doubtful for Tampa in this game, as is their left tackle, which means O'Neal Cousins will be starting for them against the Browns, so that's good news there. Bobby Rainey will start at running back. It's that time of the show. We've already done our stock-up player. We're going to do a step-up player each. And we're going to call our shots here in our final segment of CBD before the Browns hopefully get to 5-3, defeating the Buccaneers this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. So, Matt, I'll start with you. Who needs to step up for the Browns to get that W?
I'm not going to go with some flashy step-up player. It's going to be a Tabo Rubin, and a lot of that comes from my personal film study of the run game and some of the trials and tribulations that we've had. Yes, we got better against Oakland, but they threw the ball 50 times and went away from it from time to time. And so Ataba Rubin, he needs to step up because, again, we've pointed out time and time again that he's making $8 million. In some cases, people have feelings around this building that he shouldn't even have made the team or been here this year. And I think that for him to be healthy and to be an impact player, we need to, and to win this football game, we need to make them one-dimensional, which allows us to put the pressure and to get those and eliminate those big plays. Ataba Rubin needs to own the middle of this offensive line and stop this run and allowing Mike Lennon to throw the ball 40 plus times a game.
With the loss of Jordan Cameron, I'm going with Dre and Barnage to step up because, again, they're going to be relied on to help open up holes on the offensive line, to help along with the offensive line to get our running backs downfield. And, again, they're going to have to do something. One or both of them are going to have to do something to take the pressure off the receivers and the running backs and make a few plays in the pass game. So I think I'm looking for these two guys to step up.
I'm going to go with the offensive line. I think that now you've had a couple weeks to practice with Nick McDonald at center, get a little continuity second week also with Kiro Small, the fullback. Get that ground game going. Protect Brian Hoyer. Keep him upright. Handle Gerald McCoy. If the Browns do that, I think they're going to be in very good shape. So I'd like to see the O-line step up because – and listen, you lost Alex Mack. It's a big deal. But the O-line was the MVP, I think, for this team for the first 5 weeks of the season, and it hasn't been the case the last two. So I'd like to see them step up going into Sunday. That all being said, it's time now to call our shots here for the Browns and the Buccaneers. We'll start with you, Mr. Matt Wilhelm.
Sure. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns 27, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 17. And I think what culminates in my mind is it's never as easy as we think it's going to be. We thought that way against Jacksonville. We were up 9-0, and again, ultimately that touchdown at the end of the game made it seem closer than it would have. But we were in doubt in that game last week against a winless football team, and I think we can go into the game this week with that same frame of mind. So it's never going to be easy for this Cleveland Browns team, at least not yet, and that's why it'll be closer than a lot of people think. So 27-17, still a 10-point win.
10-point win, we'll take that, yes.
I think if I'm calling my shot right now, I think the Browns are going over 30 points this week. I'm going to go with 32-17. I'll make it 32-20. Again,
all right.
I think that we're starting to click as a team. We've learned some things from earlier on, losing to Jacksonville. I think things are going in the right direction, and I think that the offense is looking to put out a performance that's going to help the momentum roll into Cincinnati.
I think this is a game where we're going to be able to suffocate them defensively. We're going to be able to get some sacks on Mike Lennon, get some turnovers again. So I think we hold them to 13 points. I think we end up scoring 24. 24-13 is what I see, similar to last week, but a better overall flow. I don't think it's going to be 9-6, and then we're going to leap out to that lead. I think it's going to be a better overall flow.
And some control.
Feel like you're getting in control. A game that was never that close, never a blowout, but a game where the Browns feel like they were in control
from start
to finish. I feel
the same way. That's how I feel about this.
Yeah, and that's what I would love to see. I think that would be easy for this team. It would give them a very positive mindset headed into Cincinnati. And how hard is it if you are a Browns player right now, you know, to not be thinking about that Thursday night game, which comes so quickly and is against a division rival like the Bengals.
You're 4-4 going into that game, and I think that's a negative mindset on a few days rest going into that game. So, and you talk about that 5-game stretch. As much as we've talked about it, the players knew it existed on the schedule. They knew the opportunity that was out there. They have lived up in most people's eyes. Even though 5-0 was capable, 4-1 was very realistic. They have an opportunity to get that. And I think going into Cincinnati at 4-4 or going into Cincinnati with a loss, a home loss, is detrimental to going to Cincinnati.
You're right. You have to win at home. And the other thing about this thing, I just don't.
So you don't think that's an issue, though?
Nobody's I think we have too many veterans here. The Dantes and the Carlos and Joe Thomas's and
boys. Now.
Man, there's no way that these guys are going to look ahead. They're going to finish their business and do what they were setting out to do, win another ball game. You have to win at home, so I don't see them overlooking.
Yeah, I don't think they are either. In fact, any time that anything's been mentioned about Cincinnati, you know, other than the fact that it's two games in so many days, they're like, listen, we're focused on Tampa Bay, and that's the way that I think it's got to be. And it sounded like when we talked to your buddy Rick Stroud from Tampa Times, that Tampa's in a little bit of turmoil right now, and that's a team that's kind of looking and searching for its identity. So hopefully the Browns will tell them your identity is what it was when you entered this, 32nd in offense, 32nd in defense, and get the win.
You're right. I think I'm going to change the subject here, guys, and I'm going to bring this up for one reason. So yesterday in the Cavs game, going to East 4th and all that and watching everything, the excitement that was there for the Cavaliers, I at one point told my wife, if the Browns win this thing, you're just getting a glimpse. That's a percentage.
If the Browns are in the playoffs, it'll
That's just a percentage, a small percentage of what this city will do. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about true passionate fans, Cleveland has them.
Yeah.
Cleveland has them. And we're not far, guys. We're not far. But it's a really good thing, man. It was really cool to see that yesterday, being a Clevelander.
It was cool to see it, and certainly I can only imagine if the Browns can get this thing going and make a playoff run, what it's going to be like in this city. And I hope we get to see that sooner rather than later, and I think we are certainly on the right path. That'll do it for us today. Coming up next, the Golden Boys will be with you here on KNR. Got to thank Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times. Got to thank Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And thanks to all of you for listening. Dog Pound, you need to turn out. It's going to be cold out there on Sunday. 45 degrees is the high, 37 the low. So bundle up. Get your favorite beverage to get warm. Get fired up. Make some noise. Keep that home field advantage coming like you guys have already so far this season. For Matt Wilhelm and Joe Gervicious, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by our great friends over at Liberty Ford.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go,
Brownies.
Feed the crow. Free crow.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.
Liberty Ford's October Savings Spectacular is here.